What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm joined by Jerry, and we're going to be talking about the NFL. We have three topics that we're going to cover on this episode. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, then Russell Wilson, and then Carson Wentz. Obviously, three quarterbacks who there's a lot of noise and news around this offseason. So we're going to kind of get into it, kind of talk about the reported teams that are interested and kind of give our gut feelings, I guess, or predictions on what we think is going to happen with each of these guys. So, but yeah, before we get started, what's up, Jerry? Welcome in.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome, bro. Yeah. Welcome back. It's been a while. So yeah, let's start off here with Aaron Rodgers. So a couple of months ago, I think we did an episode on Aaron Rodgers. We kind of talked about, obviously, the potential of him staying put in Green Bay. Obviously, Denver being the favorite since like last offseason. We also mentioned like the Steelers, the Titans, and a couple other teams that we kind of had in mind for Rodgers. If it's cool, I'll start off here with, I guess, my thoughts on what I've heard as of recently and what I've been feeling, and then I'll let Jerry get into his. So, based off everything, I don't know, I guess that I've heard, but just my gut feelings right now, I'm like 80 to 90% sure that he's gonna stay in Green Bay. That other percentage, I guess, I would lean it towards Denver, especially like obviously they've been connected to him for a while now, but also because they hired Nathaniel Hackett as their head coach, who was OC at Green Bay. But yeah, my gut feeling really is that he's staying put right now. To add on to that, the Packers just they restructured Kenny Clark's deal, the defensive tackle, and by doing that, they saved $11 million. They were $50 million over the cap going into the offseason. Now they're $40 million, and according to an article me and Jerry just read, they're planning on restructuring a couple other contracts they have there on their team. So to me, that could be kind of them getting ready to obviously give Rodgers his new contract and also give Davante Adams his new contract. Or it could also just be them like trying to save money in general. But yeah, like I said, the Denver side is really like, obviously, because they've been connected for so long. I think there's like a lot of truth to that. I don't think it's just like made up because there's so much connections. And then, Nathaniel Hackett, I mean, who knows, maybe he's going to be a great coach, but I think a big factor into why they hired him is the potential of them like trying to land Aaron Rodgers. But yeah, Jerry, so what are your like feelings and thoughts right now, bro?
Yeah, I agree with you for Denver. That's probably the best reason why they would get him. And it makes sense. Like, why not get him his offensive coordinator? They also had like a lot of success like together. So makes perfect sense. This is like the only team I can think of that he's going to, because I don't know. The relationship with him last year and Green Bay was just so bad. And I mean, I know it's gotten better this year and now he's like more relaxed, but I don't know. I'm still feeling Denver just because I think he wants a new situation. He just wants to end his career somewhere else. On a different team, or maybe not. He'll probably stay in Green Bay too. At this point, I'm not even sure either, because there's not like reports on anything.
I kind of like it, honestly. Yeah. If I'm being honest, I kind of like, because I feel like I agree. Like, those are all great points. I really think right now, obviously, Green Bay or Denver are the favorites, but I kind of love, cause I don't know, because I have like a feeling. I won't be surprised. There's like a surprise team that just comes out of nowhere. He's like, I want to go to this team. And, like, there's been no reports or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that'd be pretty fun. That'd be pretty cool. But, like, maybe one of the teams we brought up. Like, you brought up the Steelers. I brought up Tennessee. Like, or maybe another team. Maybe Tampa, Washington, whatever team it may be. But I think that'd be pretty, like, it would, like shake the whole NFL. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I get you.
But, yeah. Any other thoughts on Rodgers?
I don't think so.
You good? All right, let's move on now to the next quarterback. Let's talk about Russell Wilson. So let me before I start here, my thoughts, let me pull up this article me and Jerry just found before we recorded. So this is from today. Let's see. Yeah, today at 11:35 a.m., the New York Post, who wrote it? Jenna Lemoncelli. It says, Russell Wilson scrubs Seahawks from Twitter bio and NFL offseason twist. So let me read a little bit of the article here. So the longtime Seattle quarterback mysteriously purged his Twitter bio and profile photo of all mentions of the team Friday morning in another seed of NFL offseason drama. Wilson changed his Twitter profile pic from him in a Seahawks uniform to a snap that showed him in a jersey during his prep school days in Virginia. Twitter users noticed the social media switch and are concerned that Wilson's cryptic move is a sign he wants out of Seattle. Let's see. The pictures here, obviously you guys can't see it, but I'm going to post it on Instagram at @flame_es so you guys could see it. It's a picture of him and his dad and Wilson in his like prep school uniform, I guess before or after a game. And but I wanted to make sure to mention that article because I actually love that we're doing that. It came out today and we're recording now tonight about Russell Wilson because obviously this could mean something. But then Jerry also did check his Instagram and he still has a Seattle profile picture and all his Seahawks pictures. So who knows? Maybe it's not nothing, but I do think it means something. I don't think he'll just like switch this out of nowhere, especially with like all the rumors already beginning from last year, free agency coming up. And he's still on the roster. I'm not saying he's a free agent, but free agency coming, the draft coming. I mean, it could mean something. But the team mentioned in the article is Chicago because of their trade offer for him last March. That was 3 first-round picks, a third-round pick, Khalil Mack, and Akeem Hicks. No other teams were mentioned in the – what's it called? In the article. But obviously, I'm sure another team to talk about before I let Jerry take over, Indianapolis. This is another report we found. On the StampedeBlue.com, which is a Colts website. I like their work. I follow a couple of their guys on Twitter, but this is by Luke School. I don't know how to say that last name, but it says report Colts team owner Jim Irsay is a huge Russell Wilson fan and would love to trade for him. And I mean, it could mean something, but like I was kind of telling Jerry before we recorded, like, I'm pretty sure every single owner in the NFL loves Russell Wilson and would love to have him. Just because you love him doesn't mean you're going to go try to trade for him. And another factor is that the Colts, they don't own a first-round pick this year. They do own in 23 and 24, but that could be another factor. But, I mean, I wouldn't be –
they don't even have their second.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. They don't even have their second-round pick this year either. So, I mean, I could see him in a Colts jersey, I guess, but I'm not feeling that at all. I'm actually going to let Jerry take over because I'm going to wait to give like my predictions kind of because I don't really have one, but you could go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like the Colts one either. Gotcha. I don't think they have like all the trade assets and I don't think they have, I don't think they're like a quarterback away. I mean, I think they're a quarterback away from being a serious team, but I don't think they would be a Russell Wilson away from a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But regardless, if you have a chance to get Russell Wilson, why not? Just he's one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league. And like Rob said, I'm pretty sure anybody would love to have this guy on their team. Unless you have Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers on your team.
For real.
Other than that, I don't know who wouldn't be happy to have him. The Colts, they would have to probably give up a 2023 first round pick and a 2024 first round, and then maybe add some second round picks in the future because they don't have their second this year. That sounds like a lot because they're not going to have a first or a second for the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's pretty crazy.
So that probably wouldn't make too much. That wouldn't be good for the Colts. Obviously, so they would probably have to include a player here or there. I mean, I don't think the Colts are in a position where they can get Russell Wilson. I think honestly, like, we're going to talk about this later, but I think they should just stick with Carson Wentz. But yeah, I think this other team might make a lot more sense. I know it's crazy, but I think Tampa Bay would be a much better trade land or a landing spot for Russell Wilson. They have all their picks, or I think they have all their picks. I mean, they have their picks, and they are a quarterback away. I mean, as we've seen the last 2 years, they do have a lot of free agents, so they would have to re-sign them.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to bring everyone back, but I think they'll be able to bring back enough to be able to like make a Russell Wilson trade. And I don't think there's any other teams that I can think of off the top of my head that could make a Russell Wilson trade, because there's not that many teams that are looking for a quarterback this year. Like in years past, like I know last year everyone was looking for a quarterback, and the year before it was the same thing. It's just that this year I don't think there's like too many locations that make a lot of sense for Russell Wilson. Like every team is either rebuilding or they're not a Russell Wilson away from winning a Super Bowl. So there's not too many places where he can go.
Got you. Yeah, the team I wanted to bring up, obviously I mentioned them, Chicago. I want to bring them up for this fact. I was telling Jerry, like, I could see a scenario that would make sense, like a lot of sense for both sides, where obviously the Bears get Wilson. They have a defense that's been elite for, what, 5-6 years there, around there. So they have a championship defense. They have David Montgomery. Their O-line isn't bad. Obviously, they'll have to upgrade big time in the receiver and, like, tight end department. But I could see him in there because I really believe in their defense. And then why wouldn't Seattle want to get Justin Fields when they're trying to rebuild? You bring in a young quarterback. You're allowing him the opportunity to develop. You're not trying to win right now. So I just think it'll be a great scenario for both teams. That's like not a prediction for me, but it's just something that came to my head that I think would work and make sense for both sides. But I don't know if you want to get like, what do you think about that?
I think that's good. Like it makes perfect sense for both teams.
Got you. But yeah, I don't know. What's your like gut feeling right now before we move on to Wentz?
I don't know why I feel like he's just going to stay.
Got you.
Because I don't see a spot where like I don't see like a team that's like in a position where they can get a Russell Wilson. Maybe like a team that's like not there yet, but like in 2 years, like they might be a contender. They might be a team that could make something that could be like really good, but off the top of my head, I can't think of a team.
Got you. I'm going to talk about one more that came to my mind because they're obviously connected for the last, couple of years to every quarterback, Washington, Commanders, huh? Sorry. I mean, maybe they try to get him. They have Antonio Gibson there, Terry McLaurin. I mean, their O-line, they got to keep Brandon Sheriff, and it's pretty much, other than that, it's, like, pretty good. Eric Flowers is there, Charles Leno at left tackle, the defense, I know it was kind of, I guess, disappointing this year, but at the same time, it was like the offense wasn't great. So the defense was on the field for a long time. Chase Young ended up getting hurt, and it's still a young defense. You can't just give up on it. They have like a lot of talent. Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Chase Young on that D-line. And then Ron Rivera, to me, is one of the best coaches in the league. I think he's really underrated. So, I mean, if that were to happen, in my opinion, like, I would love it. I'll be really excited because Washington, the last couple of years, they've kind of been, I don't know, of a quarterback away from a Super Bowl, but, like, a quarterback away from, like, I don't even know, because even I like Taylor Heineke, like, but obviously he's not Russell Wilson, but I don't know. I just would kind of like it. I'm not saying, oh, they would win a Super Bowl right away, but I'd be happy. I think it would be good for Washington, obviously, and for Wilson too, because yeah, I love Ron Rivera too, so I want to see him win something over there. And that division's like, obviously Dallas won it this year, but who knows what happens with Dallas? Or Dallas, but I don't know. I would kind of like, I would be like really excited, I guess, for the Washington fans. But what would you think about that?
Yeah, I would love it too. I mean, I've been linking every quarterback to Washington for every time we you bring me on. It's like, oh, Washington, yeah, could bring this guy. Oh, they can bring that guy
for sure.
I didn't mention them this time because like I got tired of just mentioning them.
Nah, for sure. But yeah.
I mean, actually, no. There's one more team I want to mention before you go. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I like them because, like for the same reason I like Aaron Rodgers going there. You're a quarterback away. I think they're a quarterback away from a Super Bowl.
And me too.
Yeah. So you bring in Russell Wilson. To that defense, to that offense with like some pretty decent weapons, a decent O-line, an elite defense. I think that team can win a Super Bowl.
For sure. And Mike Tomlin too, especially to me, that's even more, yeah, that'll be amazing to see. No, I love that. I'm glad, yeah, that was another team I wanted to talk about too with him, but I forgot. But I'm glad you brought them up though. Any other thoughts on Wilson?
I don't think we have any more.
Got you. All right, yeah. So now our final topic of the episode, Carson Wentz. Obviously, Jerry mentioned him really quick already. We talked about Indianapolis here. So Carson Wentz, all right. How do I say it? Obviously, if you guys listen here and if I talk football with you, you know I love Carson Wentz. I've never said he's, like, elite or I didn't say that when the Colts got him. I thought they were going to be a lot better this year than what they were. Obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. They lost to Jacksonville there. It was a disappointing end to the season. But when you think about, they started really slow. They started, what, like 0-3, 0-4, something like that. Quinn and Nelson missed like 4 or 5 games. Was it Eric Fisher, who they signed from Kansas City? He missed like the first half of the season. Then when he came back, he was in and out of the lineup with injuries. Their right tackle, Braden Smith, he missed the majority of the season. So it's kind of like just like when you go back to Philly, so Carson Wentz would be blamed. And how many times would he get sacked there? Indy, the O-line just wasn't able to stay healthy. So he was being protected by backups. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, leading rusher in the league this year. That's an elite, obviously. To have a Jonathan Taylor with you is going to make you better. Receiver-wise, I mean, Pittman had a breakout year, Michael Pittman. Other than that, no receiver did anything there. The tight end group they did nothing. Jack Doyle, Mo Ali Cox, I mean, they didn't do much for him. So to me, like before we get into Wentz and like all this stuff, like I think what people have to look out there is the front office with Chris Ballard, the GM, and then Frank Reich and the coaching staff. I think that's the biggest problem to me in Indianapolis. I think this year they might have let all teams with like 8 or 9 Pro Bowlers. So I mean, when you have that amount of Pro Bowlers and you don't make the playoffs, I don't really know if it's the player's fault or like to me it makes sense that it's the coaching or the front office. So yeah, I just think it's a blame game right now in Indy. I think it's Chris Ballard and Frank Reich, all those guys that are trying to save their jobs and trying to put all the blame on Wentz. Like he was supposed to be this hero to take them to win a Super Bowl, but I mean, you need a team in football. You know what I mean? It's not just one guy. Like I always bring him up as an example of guys who never won. Dan Marino, like he might be the most talented quarterback ever. He never won anything. So I don't know. I just see it as a blame game right now, but I just wanted to get into that before we give our thoughts on Wentz. So, you could give your thoughts and then I'll go back.
Yeah, no problem, bro. Honestly, I don't even know like where Indy would go. Cause like, I think at this point, right now, like Carson Wentz's contract is like really big. So like, okay, if you want to trade him, you're going to have to find a team that's like, that really wants him for his contract. Cause he's making, I think $30-40 million.
I'm not sure. Honestly.
He signed a 4-year, $120 million.
Let me check this up, make sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you're right. 4 years, 128. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's if you do want to trade him, you're gonna have to find a team that's willing to take on his contract. It's not really likely because I don't think it's likely that a team will want to take on his contract right now. But it's not like he's the worst quarterback in the world, in the league or anything. Like you can still win with him.
Pretty sure.
So, I mean, I think you can – and you can just, continue to build the team, with him. I mean, you did give up a first-round pick. You don't have your second-round pick. So, if you do get rid of him, who are you going to get rid of him for?
Especially after 1 year. It doesn't make sense, but –
Yeah, so it's kind of pointless. So you did invest a lot in him. You're paying him a lot of money. You're gonna have to find a team that wants to continue to pay him his contract. You're not really in a position to even if you do trade him, you're not gonna get a first round pick. You're gonna get maybe a second or a third round pick, and you don't have your second this year, so okay, you have your second this year, so it's where
are you gonna find that quarterback
you're not just gonna find a quarterback from midair,
I
know this year's quarterback class isn't that crazy, so you might find someone that slips into the second round, but even then, is it really worth it? I'm not sure. I haven't checked any of these quarterbacks out yet, but would it really be worth it? I mean, you have a team that's that has like you said, it was 8 or 9 Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
So it's why start all over again? Yeah, why rebuild?
Yeah, but a project, a developmental quarterback, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. So you might as well just stick with Carson Wentz. You're paying him all that money again.
No, yeah.
you don't have any draft picks.
Great point.
There's literally no reason to trade him.
I agree 100%. I was going to say, those are all great points. I don't even have much to add on. I was going to say the only guys I guess I would maybe trade him for, if you're able to, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers comes out, he's oh, I want to go to Indy or Russell Wilson, but. I mean, other than that, it's I don't know. I think he's good enough. You just got to help him out more. I said, I know he has Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman, and the O-line is good, but they weren't healthy this year. And like I said, people got to start looking at that front office more in the coaching. I think because, I'm sorry, when you have those amount of Pro Bowlers, bro, come on, bro. Not only should you be in the playoffs, but you should be competing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No excuses to me. But whatever, it is what it is, but. I also want to bring up a team that's kind of linked to him that I could actually see him in is Pittsburgh though. I would love to see that. Just like Jerry said, they're a quarterback away, and obviously he's not Russell Wilson, but I think even if they get Carson Wentz, I think they could win a Super Bowl. I think Mike Tomlin, man, he's just that coach. You have Najee Harris in the run game, the offensive line, obviously it wasn't elite this year, but it was way better. People expected, at least what I expected. Deontay Johnson. I know Juju's a free agent, so whatever. I don't know. I know I'm trying to remember. There's another receiver there that I like. He's all right. Ray McLeod, I think that's his name. But whatever, that doesn't even matter. It's really, to me, when I think of Pittsburgh, man, I think of Tomlin. I think of the elite defense with T.J. Watt and those guys there. And Hayward there in the defensive line. That's the one team that I could really see right now. And I could say, okay, I could really see him playing for Pittsburgh. And he's also too, when you think about it, he's kind of obviously he's not the size of Big Ben, but he's a bigger quarterback than usual. So he might be able to fit in there nicely too. And obviously he's more mobile than a Big Ben. I'm not saying he should start running. I'm not saying that, but I don't know, just things to keep in mind. And, I just really love Mike Tomlin, man. So, and obviously, I love Carson Wentz, so I'd be super happy if he'd be coached by Mike Tomlin. But
yeah,
I don't know what you think about that. But
yeah, I think that would be a like a good situation for both of them.
Got you. Yeah. Any other thoughts, bro? Wentz, yeah. Wilson, or Rodgers?
Nah, we don't got any more.
Nah, you're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, yeah. That was a fun episode. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.